Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Marvin Olasky, who writes for World Magazine and is a major editor there. And we're going to talk about the Roy Moore case. Now, I'm going to timestamp this interview because this story is changing ever more. No pun intended. Okay, this is around noon Eastern Time on Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. And we recognize that some aspects of this story may change. Marvin Olasky, you've written an editorial recently about beleaguered senatorial candidate Roy Moore for Alabama. And you call it Roy Moore Part 1, which is interesting. But you have a kind of an interesting take on it. Why don't you go ahead and wax eloquent on the Roy Moore case as it stands right now?
Well, I think you waxed eloquently with your prayer just before we began, asking that God be glorified. That's the important thing here, and that should be the chief end of all people who call themselves evangelicals and believers in Christ. So that's the important thing to keep in mind. And then the second thing you said, just introducing this, is there are changes even as we speak, perhaps new evidence, and that's what we have to be looking for. As far as Moore himself and his situation, we need to look at the evidence, the five women who have accused him. I think we need to separate the three older teens whom he apparently dated with the two younger teens, 14 and 16, whom they accuse him of sexually accosting them. Those are two different things. One may be, one may be questionable, an assistant district attorney at age 32 dating high school girls, or girls who are 19, women who are 19. That's one thing. It's different from sexually accosting younger teens. So let's separate those things. And then let's separate the way people are reacting to this. From this article, I've gotten lots of reactions from world members. I value our members highly. Two types of reactions, basically. Some people saying, let's look at the evidence. Let's be very careful about this. This is a grievous accusation. And either he is being defamed, or in denying this, he is defaming others. So let's look carefully at the evidence. That's one reaction, and that seems to me perfectly appropriate. People looking at the evidence may come to different judgments of it, but as long as we carefully look at the evidence and keep in mind our chief end of glorifying God and enjoying him forever, that I can prize and praise, as opposed to if our chief end is to glorify a particular politician and enjoy having an extra vote in Washington temporarily. So those are the two questions, and I'm really raising, since we really don't know about Moore and what exactly he did, and new evidence may be coming in, I'm particularly concentrating on our reaction to that evidence. And seems to me that if we are God-fearing, God-believing, and desiring first to promote the cause of Christ rather than a particular political cause, then we should be going by the evidence and not automatically voting for Moore just because he's running against a liberal Democrat.
The one thing, one aspect of it that's really stinky is the fact that these accusations come now when it's so late in the process and so difficult for him to absolve himself from this. But one of the things that I thought in your piece that was very interesting, I never thought about this, you talked about how liberals around the time of 1979, the alleged time of the alleged crime, okay, and it would have been a crime if he, as a 32-year-old man, tried to seduce this 14-year-old girl, and that is what she claims, and that was the most egregious of the accusations against him, and that is he is categorically denying. But you point out that there was a movie from Woody Allen where a 42-year-old character played by Woody Allen is dating a 17-year-old character played by Mariel Hemingway, who was 17 at the time. The movie was Manhattan. Again, it came out in 1979 to great acclaim. And yet none of the liberals, or none of the, fans of the movie or whatever even batted an eyelash about the age difference and so forth. Comment on that. And by the way, Alabama itself as a culture, it wasn't necessarily the end of the world for a 32-year-old man at that time to, let's say, date a 19-year-old girl at that time.
Right. And that last point is why I'm differentiating the dating older teens from the accusations of sexually accosting younger teens. Yeah, in fact, Moore was a West Point graduate, Gadsden, Alabama. It's not a rich part of Alabama. It's not at all surprising that one mother thought Moore was good husband material.
Mm-hmm.
And another thought her daughter would be lucky to date him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important to keep in mind. Let me just mention.
And the points you just made are brought out in the torpedo shot. In other words, that is the November 9th, 2017 Washington Post article that shot the first torpedo on Roy Moore and introduced this whole story to the whole thing. That article says those very points you made, that this would be lucky material. It also says that any time that he allegedly did anything that the women didn't want him to do, he turned around and said, okay, and he stopped and then drove them home. And that's in the torpedo article against him. But anyway, go on.
Right, yeah, and that's his dating procedure. I should mention also, since you raised the question, the recent accusations, that's not altogether surprising. I mean, these are hard things to bring up against a powerful and important person in Alabama or even anywhere for that matter. I mean, you see what's happening in the Harvey Weinstein situation,
mm-hmm.
where this was going on for years, but one woman comes forward and then others are emboldened to come forward. So that doesn't surprise me. I don't think that means we should throw out their testimony just because it's just coming out right now. But I do want to mention, and this is an indication that there's plenty of hypocrisy to go around all over. This film you mentioned, this was Manhattan by Woody Allen, directed and acted in it, came out in 1979, that same year when Moore was 32 and, according to the accusations, was acting in these ways towards these young women and girls. And in Manhattan, it's not a 32-year-old, it's a 42-year-old character played by Woody Allen and a 17-year-old character played by Marielle Hemingway. And it's interesting to see that the movie received universal acclaim from movie reviewers. And I quote in the article the famous reviewer Roger Ebert writing about it and praising it. And it makes it all seem romantic, not yucky. Woody Allen at 42 and Marielle Hemingway at 17 are kissing in a Central Park carriage. There's Gershwin music in the background.
Mm.
Seems romantic. It goes on in this way, and people were praising this movie. So, again, this is people in New York and Chicago and other places saying, hey, this is great. Our culture allows this. Whatever feels good, or whatever two people of whatever kind get together in a way, that's all perfectly fine. So it's strange to turn around and attack this dating in Alabama. Now, again, the sexual accosting at age 14 and 16 is a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the harder charge. That's the thing we should really be paying attention to, and we should not prejudge it. What I try to stress in the article, and I hope in everything I write, that we do a disservice to God's holiness when we minimize sin.
Mm-hmm.
We do a disservice to God's mercy when we maximize it. And we do a disservice to evangelism when we say or believe that winning an election is more important than telling the truth about God's glory and our sinfulness.
You know, along those lines, the left, it seems to me, has no problem telling lies. I mean, you see this in the example of abortion. It's like one friend of mine said to me many years ago, Jerry, they kill babies. Why would you be surprised that they tell lies? Because I remember that where, you know, an abortion clinic employee was telling a direct lie. It was a bold-faced lie. And I mentioned that to a friend, and she responded with that thing that I just said. But, the left has no problem necessarily telling lies. But here is Roy Moore, who's bound by the command and, trumpets the command, thou shalt not lie.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would certainly agree with you that people on the left have no trouble talking lies. When I was in my early 20s, I was certainly on the left. I had no trouble saying lies for political purposes. So I agree. But, you know, when you point a finger at people, then a lot of those fingers are pointing back at yourself. I think our primary concern, we know that people on the left tell lies. Our primary concern should be people who are in our own area of evangelical conservatives are telling lies, and we don't know whether this is happening or not. We should not automatically just give Moore a pass because he's saying the things we want him to say politically. And again, he's 70 now. These accusations are when he was 32. 38 years have gone by. A lot of things change. So if some of these things happened and Moore were to say, again, if they happened and Moore were to say, well, yeah, they happened. I'm ashamed of it now. I've asked God for mercy. I've asked these women for mercy. I want to do that. If he says that and means that, then that's a whole different situation. We don't know what exactly happened, and we should still be looking hard at the evidence and not making political judgments more important than moral, religious, spiritual, and cultural judgments.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting, too. As Christians, we believe, and Roy Moore believes this, too, because, I mean, I've interviewed him and so forth and talked with him sometimes, that, you know, the Ten Commandments, of course, are not enough for our salvation because none of us live by those Ten Commandments fully. What we need is grace and God's mercy. But of course, I wouldn't turn around and be like one of those Christians who say, well, everything is of grace now, and therefore the Ten Commandments no longer matter. They're kind of, you know, antiquated.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, they do matter. They're important. God is holy. God is also gracious and merciful. Those are the reason the good news is such good news is because God saves sinners.
Yep.
If we weren't sinners, we wouldn't need Christ. We could say, hey, we can just be righteous ourselves. And so I think our goal as Christians should be to emphasize Christ's righteousness and not our own. And that sometimes means confessing sin if we have sinned.
Yes.
I mean, and I think we all sin at sometimes. We hope through God's grace that we sin less and less as we get older and God works on us. But even then, I mean, we just have to look at our own nature. We are sinners, and thanks to God for saving us, even while we are yet sinners, God mercifully died for us.
Well, one of the things that troubles me about all this is what I see with some of the, you know, senators coming forward and saying, oh, you know, I believe the women accusers. I don't believe in Roy Moore. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, wow, let him without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah.
A friend of mine sent me this email. I want to quote a little bit and then have you comment on these remarks. This Moore thing is very upsetting to me. I'm sick of the left perpetrating a guilty verdict based on accusations with the full lead and support of the mainstream media. This happens repeatedly with them. And so even if I can't stand what the left stands for, I will expect proof of guilt before officially condemning or convicting them. 30-plus years later, after all of Moore's public service, suddenly this all comes out. GOP wants him to step down based on the accusations, not proof of guilt. Spineless.
Yeah, I sympathize with that commenter. Let me point out that, I mean, two things. Number one, the left media, which is just about all the major media, gave Bill Clinton a real pass for a long time.
So true.
And even when there was evidence, even when there was Monica Lewinsky's blue dress,
right?
You know, they still opposed impeaching him and convicting him of impeachment. So certainly it's hypocritical on the part of media people to say, yeah, it's Bill Clinton is okay doing this. Roy Moore, if he did some of this, is not. That's hypocritical. At the same time, I want to say that in World Magazine, we early and often did discuss President Clinton's abysmal activity. We suggested that he step aside and leave the presidency. We thought it was important to impeach him to send a message to everyone that this is serious business. But with Bill Clinton essentially getting off, I mean, he was impeached but not convicted of impeachment, and he still had very favorable ratings for years afterwards. That sent a message to kids, teens all over, basically normalizing oral sex.
Oof.
Saying, hey, president does this, we can do it, and so forth. You know, Louis C.K. and his sort of situation, insofar as if he's still regarded as an okay guy, that may be normalizing a kind of perverse exhibitionism. What we as evangelicals have to be very careful to do is not to normalize sexual accosting of older guys and younger women if we want to defend Roy Moore.
Right.
We need to be really careful to do that. And if we send a message to evangelical teens, to our kids in their 20s, that we are going to automatically defend Roy Moore, we're standing up for him, we will vote for him regardless because he's running against a liberal Democrat, then we are sending a very, very, very bad message to our teens. We're sending a message to our young people, our Christian young people, that following political stuff is more important than following God.
Right, but
and we
Roy,
don't want to do that.
Right, I totally agree. But Roy Moore has not had his day in court, and that's
right.
That is important to point out. Marvin, how can people reach you at World Magazine, or how can people read your articles at World?
Oh, people can reach me by going to the World website, which is wng.org, O-R-G. So WNG, which stands for worldnewsgroup.org. People can write to me, Molaski at wng.org, or Molaski at GWPub, which stands for God's World Publications.com.
Okay, Marvin, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye now.